Hello everyone, I am Sahil and today we are going to discuss the key takeaways from a recent Supreme Court judgment that settled the issue of enforceability of unstamped and or inadequately stamped arbitration agreements. Joining us for this discussion are our members of the dispute resolution team, Shruti and Soumya. So let's dive right into it. A constitutional bench consisting of 7 judges of the Supreme Court recently delivered a crucial judgment on the interplay between arbitration agreements under the Arbitration and Conciliation Act 1996 and the Indian Stamp Act 1899. For ease of reference, let's call it the stamping judgment. Can you give us a brief overview of the key points of the decision?
In a nutshell, the Supreme Court held that unstamped or inadequately stamped agreements are inadmissible in evidence but enforceable in law. This decision, in effect, overruled the judgment in SMST Estates and the 5-judge bench judgment in NN Global Mercantile versus Indo Unique Flame Limited, and partially overruled the judgment in Garvari Wall Ropes versus Coastal Marine Constructions Limited.
Yes, in addition to this, the Supreme Court clarified that inadequate stamping and non-stamping are curable defects, and the jurisdiction to decide objections on stamping of the underlying agreement lies with the arbitral tribunal. Supervisory courts are not empowered to rule on objections on stamping at the pre-referral stage under Section 8 and 11 of the Arbitration Act. The Supreme Court also held that the Arbitration Act is a complete code governing the exhaustive requirements of an arbitration agreement.
That's interesting. Now let's talk about the background leading up to this judgment. Shruti, what prompted the Supreme Court to revisit this issue?
Well, it all started with a special leave petition filed in 2020 regarding the enforceability of an unstamped arbitration agreement in the case of NN Global Mercantile Private Limited versus Indo Unique Flame Limited. Let's call it NN Global 1. The 3-judge bench in NN Global 1 held that non-payment of stamp duty is a curable defect. In any case, an arbitration agreement, being distinct from the underlying contract, remains valid and enforceable despite the invalidity of the underlying contract. This stance deviated from the stance of the Supreme Court in previous judgments, particularly SMST Estates and Garvari Wall Ropes, which allowed courts at the pre-referral stage to decide on sufficiency of stamping. This created confusion and prompted a referral to a 5-judge bench, resulting in the judgment in NN Global 2. The 5-judge bench in NN Global 2 held that an unstamped instrument containing an arbitration agreement would be void and unenforceable. The matter was finally referred to a 7-judge constitutional bench to adjudicate on the existence, validity, and enforceability of an arbitration agreement contained in a contract that is either unstamped or inadequately stamped.
Got it. Now let's delve into the key aspects of the judgment. Soumya, what were the principles that guided the reasoning of the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court primarily discussed and applied key principles and salient features of arbitration, such as separability, competence, and minimal judicial intervention, and discussed the relevant provisions of the Arbitration Act, Contract Act, and the Stamp Act, and interpreted those harmoniously. The Supreme Court distinguished between the enforceability and admissibility of contracts. While an agreement might be inadmissible if not stamped, that doesn't render it unenforceable. The court also observed that non-payment or inadequate payment of stamp duty is a curable defect that cannot render an agreement void. In any case, owing to the operation of the separability presumption, the validity of the arbitration agreement is independent of the validity of the contract.
Thank you, Soumya. But could you tell us how the Supreme Court addressed the power of the court under Section 8 and 11 of the Arbitration Act vis-a-vis the power of the arbitral tribunal in relation to stamping objections?
The court clarified the court's power under these sections is limited to the determination of the existence of an arbitration agreement. The arbitral tribunal under Section 16 is empowered to rule on its own jurisdiction, limiting courts from dealing with substantive objections, including those pertaining to the validity of the arbitration agreement, during referral or appointment stages. In doing so, the court also reiterated that the Arbitration Act is a complete code laying down the exhaustive requirements of an arbitration agreement. It should be construed in a way that minimizes judicial intervention and aligns with modern arbitration principles.
Thank you, Soumya. Now, Shruti, can you tell us how the Supreme Court has harmoniously construed the provisions of the Arbitration Act, Stamp Act, and the Contract Act?
Given the issue at hand, the Arbitration Act, the Stamp Act, and the Contract Act were required to be construed harmoniously to preserve their workability and efficacy and not defeat their purpose. The object of the Arbitration Act is to preserve efficacy of arbitration and minimize judicial independence. And the object of the Stamp Act is to secure revenue. The Supreme Court held that the Arbitration Act would have primacy over the Stamp Act and the Contract Act in relation to arbitration agreements for the following three reasons. Firstly, the Arbitration Act is a special law and the Contract Act and Stamp Acts are general laws when it comes to an arbitration and the laws governing an arbitration agreement. Secondly, the non-obstant clause in Section 5 of the Arbitration Act excludes the operation of Sections 33 and 35 of the Stamp Act at the pre-referral stage under Section 11 of the Arbitration Act. Lastly, although the Arbitration Act was enacted after the Stamp Act, it does not make stamping an essential ingredient of an arbitration agreement.
Thank you, Shruti and Soumya, for breaking down the intricacies of this legal development for our listeners. The stamping judgment is indeed a landmark judgment with far-reaching implications. It recognizes that while the impounding of arbitration agreements at the pre-referral stage by the courts for stamping-related issues could lead to significant delays, arbitral tribunals could resolve such issues efficiently. The stamping judgment is also a positive step towards implementing the push towards institutional arbitration, as envisaged in the 2019 amendment to the Arbitration Act. This is because the jurisdiction of the supervisory courts in case of non-stamping or inadequate stamping has now been bestowed upon the arbitral tribunal. So courts can promptly designate arbitral institutions for appointment of arbitrators in a Section 11 application. We can therefore safely say that the stamping judgment reshapes the legal landscape for inadequately stamped and unstamped arbitration agreements in India. It aligns with global trends to minimize judicial interference in arbitration, reinforcing party and arbitral tribunal autonomy, and supporting the purpose of the Arbitration Act for speedy dispute resolution with reduced judicial intervention. Thank you, everyone. Please reach out to any of us should you have any questions.